Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Tree-Boisse.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People who live by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And today, Jonah, our special guests are Ed Frank and Howard Golden, who are both past presidents of the Spring Valley Rotary Club and also co-founders of STEP, which stands for Schools to End Poverty.
Well, good morning, Ed. Welcome to Radio Rotary.
Good morning.
And good morning, Howard. Welcome to our studios here in Beacon.
And good morning to you.
And let's just mention to our listening audience how well-dressed our gentlemen friends
they
are.
They have lovely powder blue shirts with the Rotary symbol on it, and it says STEP, S-T-E-P, Schools to End Poverty. So tell us, gentlemen, we'll start with Ed Frank, what is STEP?
Schools to End Poverty is a foundation that Howard and I co-founded in 2005, and we started as a result of a trip back to Vietnam.
A trip back to Vietnam. Now, what brought you there the first time?
It was a different time and a different age, and we both served there during
Uncle
the
Sam brought you
60s,
there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you're Vietnam veterans.
Yes, we are.
And tell us, Howard, what made you decide to go back to Vietnam? I assume that when you were there, it was not the kind of place you wanted to go back to when you were a kid.
It was actually a journey back to see the country we left behind a long time ago.
Right, right. And what brought you the idea, as Rotarians, to start these schools?
We hooked up with a former nurse by the name of Kathleen Fennell, who helped create a clinic in Vietnam. And this clinic was named after an American nurse killed during the war, Sharon Lane Clinic. And it was through her enthusiasm that we got involved with going back. And in going back, we decided to bring an ambulance with us to a place called Chu Lai, which had this clinic, and they had no ability to get wounded children back to the clinic. And when I say wounded children, there were children wounded every single day in Vietnam due to leftover landmines.
And this is long after the war was finished.
That's what I was saying. This is a post-war situation you're talking about.
35 years later.
And the mines are still there? They're still active?
They are.
Before we get too far away from this, did you all meet in Vietnam, or did you meet in Rotary? Or because I sense that this is a very deep and long friendship.
In addition to us being past presidents of Rotary, we're also past presidents of the Vietnam Veterans Association in Rockland County, New York. Both of us met there.
That's where you met?
Yes.
Actually, I met Kathleen. I was wounded in action, and she happened to be a nurse that I didn't know at the time in the 12th of VAC, where I was taken to after I was wounded in action.
Now, gentlemen, you came back to Vietnam after 35 years to deliver an ambulance, and you suddenly decided that there were problems with the schools there. Describe what you found there when you went back after 35 years. Ed?
It was a different country.
In a good sense? Bad sense?
Yes.
How different?
It had progressed after the war far more than we had progressed after the war. And a number of us went back originally just for closure. And what we saw was the children captivated our hearts. They just stole our hearts. And Howard and I came back. We talked about doing something in addition. And we had the good fortune of meeting somebody from a Rotary Club on the West Coast who was a Vietnam national, who was a president there, was involved in building schools. And we made a contact through somebody in Washington, and he invited us to go along with him to see how he set up a school. And Howard and I, on 4 weeks' notice, packed up and went back with him, and I traveled with him for about 2 weeks. And we visited some of the schools that he had built the previous year. And that was the foundation of us starting our program.
Howard, what were the schools like before you got involved? Was there a schooling system to begin with?
There are some schools, but they're scattered, and it takes children 2 hours one way to go to school or to get to school.
Wow.
And limited ability. But we also saw is that families were living on less than a dollar a day, and as Rotarians, we knew that we could help make a difference. If you break the poverty cycle, you have increased the ability of the area.
Now, you're both combat veterans of Vietnam, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. And when you first decided to go back, did you have second thoughts in mind? And when you got to step off the plane, do you say, you know what, this is not a great idea, I'm going back on the plane?
Well, we're on the air, so I really can't say what we thought.
It's a family show. You're right.
As we landed in Hanoi, it's like we both looked at each other and said, "What the heck are we doing here?"
Well, now Hanoi is in what used to be called North Vietnam. Yes. That was enemy territory.
That was, and we decided that in order to start this journey, and it was a journey for us, that would bring us to, for me, seven trips back to Vietnam. We needed to start in the north to see where our history was with the Hanoi Hilton and work our way south, and that's exactly what we did.
So this was a very calculated. When you were not kidding, Ed, when you said that this was a sense of closure.
Yes.
That your agenda was to find some kind of settlement, peace, understanding.
Yes. When we originally planned the trip, we approached a number of veterans in our organization. And there was 11 of us going back of the 17 that traveled on the first trip. And we contoured the trip so that we each would visit the areas that we served
that
in. And every one of us visited the area as a group, the area that we did serve during the
war. Together?
Yes, together.
Together. So everybody touched.
Yeah.
Touchdown.
Okay. You know, this had to have taken a lot of intestinal fortitude to go back
absolutely.
And face those demons from your youth. Because it does really show Rotary's motto of service above self. You put aside any misgivings you may have had because you want to be of service to humanity. That's just terrific. So what did you see when you found there as far as schools were concerned? You said, Howard, that some kids were going 2 hours each way just to get an education, something that we take for granted here in the United States. You hop on the big yellow school bus, you're there in 15 minutes or so. What else did you see? What kind of buildings did they have? What kind of teachers?
Did the in certain parts of the area, because we did travel, like I said, from north to south, some of the areas were developing, especially towards the cities, but we always go to the rural areas. And in the rural areas, extremely, extremely limited the ability to have any kind of education. And those buildings that were standing, they were crumbling. So we decided then that we're going to try to make a difference and create or build an elementary school. That was our first shot at doing anything like this. And that's why we explored seeing what other Rotarians have gone down this route, and we found this other Rotarian out of Seattle, Washington.
Now, let's just, for our listening audience, just point out that because Rotary is an international organization, it is a global effort, that oftentimes Rotary clubs, Rotary members connect with other clubs and members where they go to help collaborate to accomplish projects. So it's a very collaborative and symbiotic relationship that you all sought out. You knew it would be there automatically because it's Rotary.
The connection was with the Seattle Rotary Club, but Vietnam is not a Rotary country. So anything that we initiated through our foundation.
Well, we'd like to say yet.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, listen.
That's Howard and Frank's and Ed's. I should say Howard and Ed's next project. They're going to go start Rotary clubs over there.
You'll charter one for us.
The groundwork has been laid.
Terrific.
Son Michael, absolutely. We're trying to get the government to recognize Rotary in Vietnam, and I'm sure we have the foundation.
Let's get some stats here, Mr. Treboiser.
Yes, ma'am.
How many Rotary clubs globally are there now?
A whole lot.
Like 56. Betty, what is it?
32,000? Our producer says 32,000.
32,000 clubs.
Producer extraordinaire.
Around the
1.2 million
Rotarians.
32,000 and one we're looking for now.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
But we did have a Rotary meeting in Saigon one night when we all got together.
Fantastic.
The Majestic Hotel.
We had the district governor with us from New York, from our district, Jeffrey Keon.
I was going to say, who is?
A Vietnam veteran.
It's a little shout out to
hi, Jeff. Jeff's been a
past district
a
governor,
times.
Jeffrey Keon. And as you mentioned, Ed, excuse me, you mentioned that he is also a Vietnam vet.
Yes,
a lot of people don't know that about Jeff. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard to envision that after the last time I saw him was at Halloween in a Superman costume. But yes, he's a force of nature.
So
great people on your team. So you had a gathering there. People came together.
Yes.
And you see that the school is crumbling. You decided to start one school, is that right?
We decided to start one school. We went to the central part of Vietnam, and it was going to be for the Mountain Yards, which is the equivalent to the American Indian. They're indigenous. And it was originally going to be for 450 children. It was going to be a small school, and we wound up building a
450 is small?
That was going to be small.
Okay.
We wound up going 17 rooms, and it's 545 children now.
We're going to find out more about that in just a minute, but first let me remind our listeners they're in tune with Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Trebois, and my co-host is the lovely Sarah O'Connell, and our very special guests, outstanding Rotarians Ed Frank and Howard Golden, talking about STEP, Schools to End Poverty. And Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, as you know, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International and Rotary District 7210 and the area Rotary clubs of Arlington, Brewster, Cairo, Chester, Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Kingston, Sunrise, and Millbrook.
And we'll be back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages.
Alone, our reach is limited. No matter how great our intentions, on our own, we can only stretch so far. But at Rotary, we believe the right group of people working together can make our communities, our world, a better place. Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org. Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Hi, this is Jonah Trebwasser, inviting you to join me at the Norman Rockwell Museum in West Stockbridge, Massachusetts, as we celebrate Four Freedoms Day. I'll be there recreating President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's Four Freedoms speech, and Norman Rockwell's Four Freedoms paintings will be on display. That's this Saturday, the Norman Rockwell Museum, West Stockbridge, Massachusetts, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Come by and say hello.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Connell, and I am joined by my co-host, Jonah Trebwasser. Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary. I forgot to say that, didn't I, at the top of the intro?
It's okay.
That's all right. Not enough coffee, I suppose. But more importantly than me dropping the ball here, Jonah, is we are talking to two very interesting fellow Rotarians, Ed Frank and Howard Golden. They're both members of the Spring Valley Rotary Club. Say that.
Spring Valley Rotary Club.
Thank you. And they are co-founders of STEP, which stands for Schools to End Poverty, and it's been fascinating. They're also both Vietnam veterans, and a lot of what has come out of their life experiences when they were young men during the war has enabled them to basically pick up this torch and found schools, do a whole bunch of good
build schools in this
country that they returned to after the war.
Right, and at the commercial break, Howard Golden was telling us how they decided to build a school for 450 kids, and it sort of mushroomed.
Blossomed.
Howard, tell us some more about that.
It mushroomed into where it's 545 children. The group is Dominican Sisters. I'm a Jewish kid from the Bronx, and all of a sudden now I'm involved.
You have nothing in common with Jonah, I see.
I'm from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, okay.
Well, I have to say,
see, this Catholic kid from the Bronx.
Somebody doesn't have an accent.
I know I don't have an accent.
It would not be
I have that cultured radio announcer. And a cultured radio announcer. You know what else we have in common? Howard and I were both in law enforcement.
Really?
Yes.
I was.
He's the chief of police.
Are you really?
I was the chief of police in Spring Valley, New York.
Oh,
how
wow.
about that?
Cool.
And I was a police officer in New York City and a prosecutor, and now I'm a judge.
Yeah.
And a radio star.
Here come the judge.
And you know what? They both have great radio voices, so you and I can go on a vacation. They can take over Radio
there
Rotary.
There you go. There you
but
go.
But we are talking about Vietnam.
Wait.
Yes, ma'am.
Ed, where are you from originally?
Originally from the Bronx.
Okay. Yeah. And where did you go to school? You're not a Jewish boy.
No,
from
I'm
the
not.
Bronx.
I'm a product of the St. Helena's school in the Bronx.
Where did you? I lived in Woodlawn for many years.
Oh, I lived in Castle Hill.
Okay.
I grew up in the
All
Bronx,
right.
but in Castle
yeah.
Hill.
Welcome to Geography on Radio Rotary. Can we talk about Vietnam
right,
and the STEP program, schools to end poverty?
All right. So, how many schools to date have you all been involved with?
We've built two.
Okay.
We
have picked the site for our third school in Vietnam, and that's going to be for disabled children and unwed mothers. And we're actively building a school in Honduras, which we plan on visiting right around the third week of March.
Now, when you say you built a school, are we just talking about you raise the money through Rotary and send the money down there, or do you actually show up and grab a hammer?
We don't grab hammers. We're the facilitators. We provide the assistance, the ability financially to build a school. And what STEP does is that they give a 5-year guarantee. We will sustain the school that is built.
Well, where does the funding come from,
Well,
Howard?
Both Howard and I go out and do presentations to Rotary clubs. We do presentations to local schools, high schools, and we gain our support through that means.
So you solicit from the public and private sectors,
yep.
then?
The first year that we attempted this, we visited 37 Rotary clubs in the district, as well as 3 of the local high schools and middle schools, and that's where we raised the funds to help start the first project.
Now, if somebody listening had some type of connection, this topic moves them, how would they get in touch with you if they wanted to contribute?
Spring Valley Rotary, ny.org.
Say that again.
Spring Valley Rotary, ny.org.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper. We'll be sure to repeat that before the end of the broadcast. And our guests are outstanding Rotarians, Ed Frank and Howard Golden from the Spring Valley Rotary. Gentlemen, tell us a little bit about some of those trips you've made to Vietnam and some of the insights that you had and some of the, reliving the past a little bit. You were telling us during a commercial break about some trips you took, and we thought it would be just great to hear about that on the air.
One of the trips was we just came out of the Central Highlands, and we just visited where the May Lai massacre took place. We were on the beach having lunch, meeting as a group and reflecting on what we just saw. And sitting next to us was a group of Vietnamese nationals having lunch, hearing Americans speaking. They sent over an interpreter and asked, would we join them for lunch? They were a local Viet Cong guerrilla group meeting on the 35th anniversary of the fall of Vietnam and wanting us to join them to talk about war and
veterans,
peace.
Veterans from the other side.
Veterans yes. and veterans.
Enemy soldiers to us.
What was that like? I can't imagine. Was it easy to do? Was it tough to do?
Talk about closure. That was it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We sat down. We exchanged stories. I guess the highlight of that was through an interpreter, they sat there and first of all, they thanked us for visiting their country. And second, after swapping war stories back and forth, they also said, thank you. So much better to stand here as older men. Toasting each other with a soda or a can of beer than behind the butt of a rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And for a number of us, that was it. It ended that day.
Mm-hmm. This is living proof of Rotary's commitment to world peace, because if you're sitting there breaking bread and meeting hand to hand, shaking hand to hand, it's very hard to be mad at somebody.
I agree.
Yes.
I mean, we tease back and forth because I always want to know about the food aspect of any situation.
They'll tell you that.
I mean, the real story is, I agree with that 100%. That's really where I'm coming from. How many times have you individually have you all been over? Because this was not a one trip. These things we've discussed hasn't happened with one venture.
Are you talking about Uncle Sam sending us?
Going back voluntarily.
Yes.
For me, it's been seven times.
Seven times. Wow, that's terrific.
And for me, it's been five.
And each trip is unique, but besides building schools, that you're dealing with children. So besides the schools, and schools are very important, how do you get the kids to school? So if you have disabled children that are not able to sit up, they need wheelchairs.
Yeah.
And we have participated in delivering and personally putting children into wheelchairs over 350 times.
Oh, my goodness.
We have raised funds and purchased wheelchairs over there.
So one thing leads to another, yes. Leads to another. So it's a wonderful, it's very apropos, schools to end poverty. It's not just about putting the building up. It's not just about the curriculum or the education. It's about a life change. You're changing people's lives.
You know, these kinds of
many
things,
levels.
These kinds of things make me proud to be a Rotarian. If people want to join Ed and Frank at the Spring Valley Rotary and join in this kind of wonderful service to humanity, when does your club meet, Spring Valley Rotary?
We meet on Wednesdays at the Red Lobster on Route 59 in Nanuet, New York.
All right. At what time?
12:15.
It's a lunch meeting.
Lunch meeting.
Okay, Sarah, now it's time for your question.
What is the food like?
We're at the Red Lobster, yes. Or on the trips back to Vietnam?
Well,
both.
Well, quite frankly, I prefer the trips back to Vietnam.
All right. Well, there goes the Red Lobster account for Pall Mall Broadcasting. No, I'm sure the food's great. All right. And if you guys out there listening want to go to Spring Valley Rotary on Wednesdays, you said, for lunch.
Wednesdays, 12:15.
At the Red Lobster, what address again?
Route 59 in Nanuet, New York.
Right. All 38,000 listeners or yeah. More around the
Rockland
world.
By, County.
Yeah. Just go out and be Ed and Howard's guest. And if you're not in the Spring Valley area, still want to join the fun of Rotary, go to Rotary.org. That's ROTARY.org. Click on the club locator button, type in your hometown, and find out where your local Rotary meets. Join us for the service, join us for the fun, join us for the fellowship. And going back to fellowship, we're talking about STEP, Schools to End Poverty, with two outstanding Rotarians, Ed Frank, Howard Golden, Vietnam veterans who went back numerous times to build schools for the former enemy, which is just a fantastic humanitarian gesture.
Can I just ask a quick question? Because I, of course, reminding you, Jonah, I was a child during the Vietnam War. But putting all that aside, when you gentlemen came back after the war, what type of professions did you go into?
Well, I worked for the New York City Transit Authority. I'm retired now 5 years.
And did you get to drive the choo-choo train?
No, I drove a bus for 5 years. I started as a bus driver, and then I went into the maintenance end of it, and went through the exams, and before I left, I was in charge of all the maintenance activities in the Borough of the Bronx, assistant general manager.
And that's a big borough.
Yes, we had a big borough there.
Yep.
And Howard Golden?
I came back 1969 from Vietnam, and 1970 I joined the police department, where I stayed for 30 years.
That's fantastic. And how long have you been Rotarians each?
I'm 20 years, or 21 years now.
I am 5 years.
That's beautiful.
You know, I just share this very quickly?
Please do.
I know we're running out of time. As I mentioned, I was growing up during this past war, and when I had just become a Rotarian when 9/11 hit. And there are a lot of veterans in my club, and we met that day. Nobody knew what to do, and somehow people just still had Rotary Club after that whole morning going by. And one by one, people stood up in my Rotary Club and shared stories and how proud they were and how everything. I mean, I can't tell you how cathartic it was. And I've always been very proud to be an American, but I will say I was more proud that day to be a Rotarian.
And I'm proud to be sitting in the same studio with two outstanding Rotarians, Ed Frank and Howard Golden. Gentlemen, tell us again, if people at home want more information about STEP, Schools to End Poverty, how they get a hold of you.
SpringValleyRotaryNY.org.
Well, Ed Frank and Howard Golden, thank you so much both for joining us on Radio Rotary.
Thank you.
And who do we have to thank this week, Sarah, for bringing us Radio Rotary?
Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International and Rotary District 7210 and the clubs of Newburgh, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Poughkeepsie, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treebosser, thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Join actor Kevin Bacon and his band, the Bacon Brothers, for a rockin' good time and lively benefit concert at the Bardavon Theater in Poughkeepsie on Sunday, January 30th, 2011, from 5 until 7 p.m. Proceeds support free surgery here and abroad for children with facial deformities. Sponsored by Healing the Children Northeast. For ticket information and the event, call the Bardavon or 860-355-1828. Call the Bardavon for this wonderful event, the Bacon Brothers, or 860-355-1828.